In less than 10 months, Washington State will launch its own health exchange as part of the National Affordable Care Act. It's an online marketplace where people can buy health insurance. So basically, it's like Expedia for health plans. But when Expedia and sites like it really got going, travel agents worried. Would the need for travel agents disappear? Similarly, insurance brokers are now worried about the health exchange impacting their livelihood. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
Fall is usually a busy time of year for Sarah Freeman. It's open enrollment season. That's when people can choose to stay with their current health plan or switch to a new one. Freeman is an insurance broker. She spends a lot of her time with clients, explaining their health plan options and explaining the different benefits.
An outpatient surgery, it's a $300 copay.
So it's not as bad as I was thinking.
No, I mean, the plan, it still has a $3,200. It's only a $3,200 cap, so. Yeah.
Freeman says her job is more than just selling health insurance. It's like being a matchmaker, finding the right health plan for her clients based on their situation. Freeman tries to first get a sense of what her clients need by asking very specific questions.
A lot of times I start with their providers. A lot of people are really attached to their doctors, so you don't want to put someone in a plan that they can't continue to see their own doctor with. And so it's really just a conversation and figuring out, you know, based on what they're looking for and what their objectives are.
Freeman says those small and sometimes personal details help her narrow down the plans that will best meet their needs. People may think brokers work for insurance companies. They're paid sales commissions, but Freeman says they really work for the client.
I have a lot of times where I've had to do appeals on claims for members because something wasn't paid properly or they felt like something needed to be paid. And sometimes just having somebody there to sort of walk you through the process. We really just advocate, and it's just a person that can help you. And we have enough information on how the insurance company works to, you know, be useful.
When the state's health exchange opens next fall, Freeman wonders how much of a dent it'll have on her business. Within the exchange, there'll be so-called navigators who can help customers with questions. But it's not clear if these navigators will replace brokers like her. And if they do, will the navigators have to follow the same regulations that apply to brokers? Will they need to be licensed and be required to carry liability insurance? Will they have the same training and experience as brokers?
We sit down and we try to think about the worst case scenario for an individual as well as how they're using the plan on a day-to-day basis.
So to say that shopping for health plans is as simple as shopping for the lowest airfare online is a flawed idea, says Freeman.
With booking a flight in a hotel, it's not as intricate as someone's health.
Washington's Health Exchange Board is still working out a lot of details, including how the exchange and brokers can coexist. It has an advisory committee that includes people from the industry. One state that wrestled with these issues years before the Affordable Care Act was signed into law was Massachusetts. Its health exchange, the Health Connector, has been up and running for more than 6 years. Executive Director Glenn Shore says the Health Connector was set up for users like families, small businesses, and insurance brokers. Yes, brokers. He says the goal wasn't to replace brokers, but to offer them another tool to do their job.
They have a lot of expertise in this space, having worked on the part of small businesses for a long time. We want to build something they can use because at the end of the day, we think that there's tremendous potential to fashion win-win-wins all around.
Massachusetts has also set up call centers for anyone who has questions, including brokers. Now, that doesn't mean Massachusetts has it all figured out, but Shore has this advice to states that are building their exchange.
I think it's really important to sort of build many avenues for engaging brokers. Formal avenues, informal avenues. Talk with them, sort of explain that you're not here to push them out of the market, but to work with them. Take their input, hone the exchange's value proposition so it really has something new and great for brokers and their small employer clients.
In other words, take their suggestions to make the exchange appealing to brokers. The exchange doesn't roll out until 2013. It's months away, and many in the industry are anxious for information now. Insurance broker Sarah Freeman says it's not just because she wants to know whether she'll have a job. Her clients are looking to her for answers, too.
Today, if I met with four clients, believe me, all four said, well, what happened January 2014? And it's hard for me to say, we don't exactly know. There's so many moving pieces. There's so many parts of it that are kind of a big unknown.
For now, all she can do is stay on top of news coming from the Exchange Board. She says she wants to stay informed so she'll be ready when the big change finally comes. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.